Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. And the reason that we do that is because there's so many toxic chemicals out there, and we need to be able to find our way through all of that maze of products, toxic and not toxic, and be able to choose the ones that have the least health effects and the most benefit. And that's a skill that requires having information, that requires knowing how to apply that information. And I choose my guests for this show because they are doing these things out in the world to make the world a safer place to live in, to provide products, to provide information. Today is, what day of the week is it? It's Wednesday, November 13th, 2013, and it's a beautiful autumn day here in Clearwater, Florida, a little overcast, windy, cold, which it isn't usually. I have my flannel shirt on, and so I know it's getting to be winter. And we're going to be talking today about cosmetic products with a woman who actually, I should put my mute button on because I'm going to sneeze. Maybe not. Anyway, my guest today has not only chosen cosmetics that don't have toxic chemicals in them to sell on her website, but she actually is a pioneer in creating her own non-toxic, toxic-free cosmetics. So we're going to talk about all of that today. Her name is Marge Melchiors, and she's the founder of Cosmetics Without Synthetics. Hi, Marge. Thanks for being with me today.
Oh, hi, Deborah.
I still feel like I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, no.
Okay. Anyway. Thank you so much for being here. You know, one of the things that I love about doing this show is that I know about a lot of businesses from all the many years that I've been working in this field and evaluating products and choosing the ones that are safest. And I've known about your business for many years, but this is the first time I'm actually talking with you and the first time that I'm actually finding out about you. And it's so interesting to me to see what I find out about people and their businesses that I would have never known otherwise. So I'm so glad to be having you and my other guests on the show. I'm so happy to have this show and be sharing all this information with everybody because you actually have a very interesting background. And so tell us, let's start out with you just telling us how you got into doing this. Why do you do what you do? And about the things that you've done along the way to get to where you are now.
Sure, I'd like to tell you everything. I grew up in the Midwest, and I had allergies as a child. So when I became a little older, I was starting to also have more sensitivities and more sensitivities. So I became aware of the fact, and this was in the 70s, so I'm dating myself here.
Me too.
I became aware of preservatives and artificial food colorings as a teenager. And so I started to shop at a health food store. And in those days, as you know, health food stores were not very common. So my mother and I would have to travel at least 45 minutes away just to reach the only health food store that was, you know, as close as possible. So I grew up trying to eat as healthy as possible. And so shopping at a health food store, I would realize that there were some things that were other than foods there that were very interesting to me, and one of them was natural makeup. And at that point in time, there were very, very few companies that were making all natural.
I remember that. I have one of those moments, you know, that you never forget of being in a, when you're talking about this, it's just popping up, and I was in a health food store, and it in those days, it was mostly packaged foods and vitamins and these natural cosmetics and, you know, soap and things like that. And I remember one day I was in a particular store where I looked at the fresh produce and it was just so wilted and horrible looking. It was organic, but it was so wilted I didn't want to eat it. And then I went and looked at the makeup and they had all these lipsticks in a row on a display. And I opened one and it was this kind of Pepto-Bismol pink and all chalky looking, and it didn't look like anything I wanted to put on my lips. It didn't look, you know, red and luscious and like all the other toxic lipsticks are.
Yeah.
And so I understand, and all the brands that exist today, I don't think any of them existed when you and I started looking at this.
Oh, well, actually, yeah, there is one brand, which I'll get to later, that that was around. It's Paul Penders, and I am now their U.S. distributor.
Okay.
But there were very few brands out there in those days. I think Rachel Perry, Paul Penders, and some that have fallen by the wayside.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I used some of those cosmetics, whether they were maybe not the, didn't perform the best, but I just thought it was interesting that they were made with, you know, so-called natural ingredients. So I did that, and I still carried on the health food scene when I was in college, and I went to college to become an interior designer, and so I did accomplish that. I got my bachelor's degree, and then I got married, and I was practicing as a professional interior designer. And years later, in the 90s, I had my two daughters, and I decided that I really didn't want to work away from my home anymore now that I had my two wonderful daughters. So I was reading Mothering Magazine.
Oh, yes,
and
good.
I noticed, yeah, it's a great magazine, and I noticed that there were a lot of people that had home businesses that were advertising in there, such as cloth diapers and handmade wooden toys. And I realized that there really wasn't any company out there that was promoting natural cosmetics, which I thought, well, this would be a great place to advertise because it's all women reading the magazine, or pretty much all women.
Right.
So I thought, well, you know, maybe I would try doing this. It would be something I could do from home. And so I did start my business then as a mail order business in 1997. And the only way to advertise in those days was through major magazines because, let's face it, the internet was not anything like it was back in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to put in ads in national magazines, which is extremely expensive. And I kind of built my business around a book that I read called The Safe Shopper's Bible, and that book was written in, I believe, 1995, and it was kind of like a consumer's guide, kind of a handbook, and they took products in there anywhere from household cleaning products to paint and cleaners and cosmetics. And they rated them as far as dangers go, and I thought, wow, I've never seen anything like this. And so I kind of built my business around the products in there that they said were safe.
I based
it on just the body care and makeup products. So I had this business, little business, mail order, and it just was really slow going, and I actually almost gave up because it was, the orders were just, you know, just few and far between. And so
yeah,
I almost gave up until almost 2 years later, in 1999, the internet was starting to become popular. And so I decided, well, what the heck, I might as well just try having a website. So I bought the domain name allnaturalcosmetics.com, which right now you can't touch anything with that, anything even close to that, with it's because of now the natural cosmetic industry has become huge.
And we need to take a break. As long as you just stopped right there, we need to take a break. And so we'll continue right after this. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. And my guest today is Marge Melchior, founder of Cosmetics Without Synthetics. and we're going to learn more about how you can choose natural cosmetics when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we're talking about natural cosmetics today with my guest, Marge Melchiors. She's the founder of Cosmetics Without Synthetics. So, Marge, you got a website, and then what happened?
Well, a lot happened after that because now I had worldwide exposure, and I really didn't have to pay a lot of money and advertise in little magazines now because now everyone in the world could find me basically because of the name of my company, of my domain name, All Natural Cosmetics. So someone would just have to type in, you know, those words, and basically they would find my website. So I now had companies coming to me who wanted me to represent their lines in the United States. So that was pretty exciting for me, mm-hmm. because at that point there weren't a huge amount of companies out there. I had to really search and search to find things now to fit the criteria that I was establishing because of reading the Safe Shopper's Bible. So it was really exciting for me to be able to offer things to customers that they couldn't get in the United States.
Well, let's talk about your criteria. What is it that you're looking to avoid and why?
Okay, what we're looking to avoid are, the first thing would be the synthetic preservatives, and that would be your parabens. And we also want to avoid synthetic fragrances, synthetic colorings, and ingredients that are carcinogenic, such as DEA, TEA, talc, and lanolin, and just a host of other chemicals that are hard to pronounce, we stay away from.
Good. So you've figured out what those chemicals are, and you have a list, and if it's on the list, then you don't use that product.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah, that's about what I did. When I started out, there weren't any lists of toxic chemicals that I could find. And so I went and as you did with Safe Shopper's Bible, I started doing it before that book was written. So I had to just go and find whatever studies I could find to figure out that this was toxic or that was toxic. And I have to kind of laugh today because at that time, when I started more than 30 years ago, I had a list of 40 chemicals that I was looking to avoid. And now the lists are just hundreds and hundreds of chemicals of things that we know about that are toxic.
Yes, exactly. Because when the Safe Shopper's Bible was written, the studies were not out about the dangers of parabens.
Right.
So for a while, the products that I sold did contain parabens because we just didn't know about mm-hmm. the harmful effects of the parabens. And as recently as 2004, there was a study that showed that they found a huge variety of parabens in... So, especially the men. So that's very important for women to what they're using on their body because it's being stored and
We're just going to take a break. You all listening may have noticed that my guest, the sound was breaking up. So we're going to call her back and have her back again. I think that we may have a commercial. Yes. So we'll just go to commercial break now, and we'll be right back, and we'll have her say what she said again. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and today my guest is Marge Melchiors, founder of Cosmetics Without Synthetics. And we had a bit of a technical problem with the telephone line. So, Marge, are you there with us now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. So I think the last thing you were starting to tell us about, the last thing I heard was about a study in 2004 about the danger of parabens.
Yes. In 2004, they did a study that showed that there was a large concentration of methylparaben in some breast tissue samples that they had examined. So that is part of the paraben family, and that preservative used in most of the body care and makeup and care products that we use. So that, I think, opened the eyes of a lot of companies that were making natural products already and forced them to have to look for other ways to preserve their products.
We're still having the sound break up. I'm trying to figure out what to do here because I do want to talk to you about this. We still have half of the show to go, but I can't hear what you're saying. Marge, would you, if you have another line that you can call in on, you know what? I think I have, Todd, would you play another commercial? I think I have another phone number for her. Okay, I think we're back. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. And I think we now yet again have Marge on the phone.
Hello.
Technology, this is what happens when it's live radio.
I know, of course it would.
Okay, so now let's go on. Why don't you say what you just said for the third time? Third time's charm.
Okay. Third time's a charm. Okay, parabens. And in 2004, there was a study conducted on parabens found in, actually they did a study on breast tumors. And they found a high concentration of methylparaben in these breast tumors that were removed from women's bodies. And
wow.
Methylparaben is one of the paraben family. And so I think this really opened up the eyes of a lot of natural body care and cosmetic companies because they were using parabens all these years thinking that it was a safe ingredient.
I thought it was a safe ingredient. You know, it wasn't on my list. Like, in the beginning, I was trying to avoid artificial colors, artificial fragrances, and preservatives.
Yeah.
And I thought parabens were fine because they were in every natural cosmetic or beauty product that there was on the market. And I couldn't find studies about them. But this is, I think, an important point to make because there's a lot of ingredients that still have not been studied. And so this is where part of the difficulty is that there's so much that's unknown that if we know something like this about parabens, we should at least be acting on the things that we know about. And, and we should be continuing to study to find out if there's more things that we didn't know about. When I started, we didn't know about bisphenol A. We didn't know about any of the endocrine disruptors. We didn't know about the parabens. And as all these things are coming to light, what's happening is that the products are getting purer and purer as the manufacturers take out these products that we find, these ingredients that we find to be toxic. So it's an evolutionary process.
It's leading customers to just demand more and more because now customers are demanding organic ingredients. And there are some ingredients that you just can't get in an organic form right now or that you may never be able to, such as some of the natural colorings that are used in cosmetics, like the iron oxides.
Yeah.
But people are just, consumers are just really being educated and just, you know, demanding more pure products. So actually that is what led me to create my own line of cosmetics. And actually that was just a couple years after I started my business. So in the year 2000, I created the brand Earth's Beauty. And
tell us about that, because that's a very different product than you find in any other place. It just, tell us your whole story about that one.
Yes, well, I had a group of customers that were ultra sensitive, and they said to me, you know, we like what you're selling, but we need something with even less ingredients. So that led me to do a lot of research, and I came up with a line of products that are based with arrowroot. And arrowroot is actually something you can use to bake with or cook with.
I cook with arrowroot, and it's a wonderful, when I saw that on your, I use arrowroot because I eat gluten-free, and arrowroot is, it does a couple of things. One is that you can use it instead of wheat flour to thicken gravy, and it works beautifully because it just dissolves and it doesn't lump. And the other thing it does is that I had a recipe I don't eat anymore because it has wheat flour in it, but it was a way to use whole wheat flour so that it wasn't so dense, that you could take a tablespoon of flour out of a cup of flour and replace it with a tablespoon of arrowroot, and it would make your whole wheat flour light. And so I'm very familiar with arrowroot, and it's in my cabinet, and I use it frequently. And it's very, very soft. So when I saw that your cosmetics were based in arrowroot, I thought, oh, that must feel really good on the skin.
Yes, it does feel really good, and it gives a very nice, fine appearance to the skin as well. And many women who are ultra sensitive can use this product line. And it was actually ahead of its time, because maybe about, 5 years after that was when the mineral makeup started becoming popular.
Mm-hmm.
And how we differ from that is that many mineral makeup uses titanium dioxide as the base, and that ingredient is kind of questionable in the loose form. It's used a lot in sunscreens because it has natural sunscreen properties, and when it's in a liquid form, it is safe. But there, it's questionable now if that, when people inhale that, if, so if you're applying a loose powder all over your face, you're going to get a dust in the air. And if you're doing that daily, it's just questionable whether that is really healthy for the lungs. So our product is much different than the typical mineral makeup out there that will contain a base of titanium dioxide and sometimes mica.
So when you say a base of titanium dioxide, I just want to clarify, that's like a lot of titanium dioxide, and then you put in a little bit of iron oxide for color, right?
Right. I mean
not you, but the other manufacturers.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
When you say a base, that's like a lot.
That's the base. That's the majority. Now, some will have titanium dioxide with mica, so it's not like it's all titanium dioxide. I mean, very few of them are going to be 100% titanium, but there's going to be a huge percentage of titanium dioxide in the base, which means that's probably, 70%, 80% of the actual product will be a mica or a titanium dioxide. So we do not have that in our product as far as the large majority. And so we began with that, and it's kind of exciting because nowadays, just as you mentioned, a lot of people want to stay away from gluten, and they're even wanting to stay away from gluten in their body care and makeup products and their skincare.
Yes.
So we have many customers who will call us and say, you know, they're looking for such and such product, and they want to make sure that it's gluten-free. And so we can say without any question that the Earth's Beauty line is gluten-free.
Because you're making it yourself and you know what's in it.
Right. We're making it and we're using, safe ingredients. And we have some other items that we've expanded upon. So we have mascara now, and the mascara is actually made in a certified gluten-free laboratory.
Wow,
and
that's great.
We also have eyeliner pencils that are handmade, and we also have some lipstick, and so we can just guarantee that our Earth's Beauty line is gluten-free.
And it also, I'm looking at your website right now, earthsbeauty.com for this product.
Yes.
And it says that it doesn't contain nanoparticles, and which is another thing to be concerned about in mineral makeups, because if they're using powders that have been ground as fine as nanoparticles, then those nanoparticles, you can breathe them in. They can get through your skin.
Right.
And,
that's another problem with that titanium dioxide is, most of the titanium dioxide out there is in the nanoparticle form.
Right.
So besides of the inhaling it, if you have it on your skin, even if it's in like a skincare product and it's a nanoparticle titanium dioxide, there's a very good chance that that can actually be absorbed by your skin.
Again, also on your site, I noticed that you have makeup for women and makeup for teens and makeup for girls. And I think that that's wonderful. And tell us what the differences are.
Well, the makeup for the adults, for the women, that would be our traditional Earth Beauty line of products. And we decided that we wanted to start women out or girls out early. So we came up with two other lines, and the one line that we've had for the longest time is the Little Earth Beauty, and we came up with a play makeup set, and many women just really appreciate that. It's great for the holidays or for birthdays to give a totally safe, non-toxic product line of play makeup to your favorite little girl, because if you just go look in traditional stores, discount stores, and you see little girl play makeup sets and you look at the ingredients, I can tell you, you are going to see it's just totally filled with chemicals.
It's horrible.
So
it's horrible.
It's horrible.
I mean, I think this would make such a great holiday gift for little girls.
Yes.
And I love seeing that on there, because children, as we've discussed many times on this show, are much more susceptible to the harmful effects of all these toxic chemicals than we are as adults, simply because their bodies are smaller. And so if you have an exposure of, say, one unit of a toxic chemical, and there's an adult and a child, because the child's body is smaller, they will have twice as susceptible, just because there's half as much body presence. And so any home where you have children, you need to be even more careful about what's in your house and what you give them to play with. So well done. Well done.
Exactly. Well, thank you. Yeah, we're proud of that particular set. And so then we decided to expand on that. And about 2.5 years ago, we came out with a line for teenagers. And that line is called Misha, and it's an eco-friendly line of makeup in the fact that it has compacts that can be refilled. So you can buy, for example, an eyeshadow, and then once you're finished with it, you can pop it out and just buy the inner replacement.
That's great.
That is just really setting a good example for that generation to not only be eco-friendly, but look at the ingredients that you're putting on your skin.
So I noticed that in the Misha line, you have a cream eyeshadow, and in the women's line, it's a powdered eyeshadow. So can you tell us the difference?
Yes. In the women's line, the Earth Beauty line, all the products are in the loose form. Unless, of course, they're mascara, the liner, or the lipstick. So those are more of a mineral makeup, that you think of a mineral makeup where it's in the loose form,
mm-hmm.
which means when you apply it, you would need to dampen your makeup brush and then dip it in the powder and then apply it. In the teen line, we made it a little bit more convenient. So let's face it, teenagers are going to want convenience. So we mm-hmm. have pressed or caked eyeshadows, and we also have cream eyeshadows and cream blush. So those are easier to transport because and they are in the compacts, the magnetic compacts. So those are a little bit more convenient. So instead of having a loose powder, you would have it pressed or in the cream form.
Thank you. So tell us about some of the other products that you've chosen that don't have synthetics and your criteria, because I know you have a whole lot of different products on your allnaturalcosmetics.com website, and including things that have 70% or more organic ingredients that are fragrance-free, some are vegan, some are gluten-free, carmine-free. And tell us about carmine. What is carmine, and why do people want to be free of it?
Carmine is technically actually a natural pigment. And so some people, you know, are fine with using it, but if you are vegan, you may want to stay away from it because it is actually derived from the shell of a beetle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a personal decision on carmine. We don't totally say, you know, it's terrible, but it is a way to get some nice pink tones in cosmetics. So if you are looking for a brighter pink tone, unfortunately at this time, that is what, you know, the best choice is to use that. If you want to go with more earth tones, then it's very easy to create cosmetics without using carmine.
I just want to point out that carmine isn't toxic, to the best of my knowledge. I've never seen anything that says it's toxic.
No.
But it would
no.
be a choice, if you're vegan, to be aware of that. Yeah. So what are some of the other products, what are some of the brands that you've decided are non-toxic enough for you to carry, and what kind of range of products could people find on your website?
Well, we have a wide variety of natural skin care products. We have Aromabella, and we have Lotus Moon, MyEssence, which is a certified organic line from Australia, Mukti from Australia, which is certified organic as well, and we have Paul Penders, and as I mentioned earlier in the interview, Paul Penders has been around since the 80s, and in 2008, he looked me up, and he said, he wanted me to be his U.S. distributor. So we are now distributing his products, so we are pretty much the sole source of where you can buy his wonderful, wonderful skin care and hair care products. He has lipsticks as well and mascara.
But I remember when I used to be able to see them in the natural food stores, but I haven't seen them.
Yeah. You can't find them readily now. Through me is the main source of Paul Penders, and his products are just absolutely wonderful.
And what other brands do you have?
We have, we carry hair coloring.
Let's talk about that, because a lot of people are interested in hair coloring. So what makes natural hair coloring?
The basic thing about natural hair coloring is that it's going to be derived from henna, either henna alone or henna with some additives such as herbs and coffee. For example, we carry the Lagona herbal hair coloring line, and you can buy it in powder form where you mix it yourself like traditional henna, or you can actually buy it pre-mixed in a tube. And this brand is a wonderful brand, and it will cover the gray, believe it or not. So it's the safest line other than just straight henna that you can find. Even at a health food store, you'll see some brands and they'll say that they have natural pigments. Well, the pigments might be natural, but if you look at the ingredients in there, if it has PPD or if it says will cause blindness if you get this in your eyes, then stay away from it because there's chemicals in it. But if there was a line that was out there that was, you know, if it's on our website, it's without chemicals, basically. If there would be more available, we would have it. But right now, this is the best that we have.
I think that that's an important point, is that I know for myself and others that I've talked to that it's easy to get into saying, well, I want this perfect product, that I don't want any of this and any of that. And for some products, that means that you just don't use that product at all because it doesn't exist. Like I know for myself, I don't remember the last time I wore nail polish because I can't find a nail polish that's not made from acrylic. And I don't want to put acrylic on my fingers. That's it. I mean, they can take out all the formaldehyde and everything that they want, but as long as it's still acrylic plastic, I'm not going to put that on my fingernails. So I just get a buffer brush and you know, just buff my nails and they get shiny. And that's what I do for my nails. So no red nail polish for me. And, you know, we really need to be thinking about sometimes, is it really necessary to be using these toxic chemicals because we've decided that we have to have nail polish or whatever the product happens to be. We decided that we have to color our hair or we have to wear perfume or whatever. I remember actually a long time ago when I was removing toxic chemicals bit by bit from my life as I could identify them, the last thing to go was my red lipstick. Because it had taken me so long to find the perfect shade of red, and I was absolutely dedicated to my brand of red lipstick and exactly that color of red. I was like, no, I'm not going to give this up. I'm not going to give this up. But it was more important to me to not have the toxic chemicals in the lipstick than it was for me to have red lips. I finally had that breakthrough to say, okay, it's more important to be healthy. It's more important to feel good. It's more important to take that toxic stress off my body that this lipstick is giving me. So it's really wonderful that you and other people are offering these less toxic, non-toxic, organic alternatives so that we can have replacements for those toxic products that we're so accustomed to having and have them be much more healthful.
Yes, I totally agree. Some women are just addicted to that certain shade of lipstick, as you said, or, you know, having to have their hair look a certain color, a certain way. And I agree that we need to choose our health first. But we try our best to find those substitutes in natural forms, and we are very particular on what we sell.
Yes, and I appreciate that very much. We only just have a couple minutes left of the show. Is there anything that you'd like to say that you haven't said?
I just love your philosophy, and I just, you know, just give you so much credit from doing this all these years. And I just think it's great that we're educating everyone out there so that they can become more healthy. And there's just so many incidences now of people getting sick, and it just makes me wonder, you know, people would just look at what they're eating and what they're being surrounded by and what they're being put on their body, that, you know, maybe if they would think twice, perhaps they could have better health.
I'm sure that they would have better health. I know that I've seen that, and I think you've seen that in your life too. So I think that anybody who wants to be healthy, eliminating toxic chemical exposures, I think, is the first step across the boards. And if you, one of the things that's great about what you've done, Marge, is that it's really so difficult for, to take that leap into trying to figure out what's toxic and what isn't. For there to be websites like yours and websites like mine where those of us who have taken the time to learn all this and be able to evaluate the toxicity of products, that we have lists of toxic chemicals that we know we want to avoid, that consumers can just go to our websites and know that what they find there has already been evaluated. So listeners, if you're looking for some natural cosmetics, you can just go to Marge's site and choose anything she's got. And know that you're getting the best that's out there, the highest, the least toxic products that are available at this time. And I'm sure that as there are more, less, even less toxic products, that they'll be on your site too.
Yes, we're always searching, and we always have companies approaching us, and we very carefully evaluate what is being shown to us, and sometimes we have to turn it down and say, no, I'm sorry, it's not quite pure enough.
Yes.
But we are always searching and looking for the best products possible, and you can always trust us because we are very concerned for other people's well-being.
Thank you so much for being on the show, and I apologize for the technical difficulties wherever they were. And it's been lovely to talk with you. I'm Deborah Lindad. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio, and to find out more about the show, go to toxicfreetalkradio.com.